How does one deal with demonic activity?
Well, I get that question almost on a daily basis. And it seems as if the problem is on the increase. Now, having come from an occult background, Martin, I've had personal experience with demonic activity. I myself have been involved in it. I have partaken in seances. I have been strangled by demons. Mm-hmm. I've had very personal encounters with the demonic world. And the deliverance which I received was not because of an exorcism, even though it appeared so for a while. Because while I was still unaware of the truths of the Bible, I had the Catholic Church come and do an exorcism in my house. And that exorcism was very dramatic, because as the priest was performing the exorcism, he was apparently attacked by the demons and thrown around the room. And eventually, once the activity had been performed and he left, there was no more demonic activity in my home. And so, of course, I attributed this to the exorcism, to the ritual. Now, the ritual entailed making holy water with salt and a cross within the salt, and then placing this water around the house and sprinkling it, etc., and then saying a mass within the house. And it was a very interesting experience, because those who know my testimony will know that all the animals came running, and it was a very, very strange situation. But when I discovered the truth and started tugging on the chain, then all that demonic activity returned with a vengeance.
Yeah.
So was it really a successful exorcism?
No. Not at all.
No, it was a deception. In other words, the devil pretended to withdraw himself so that I would be entrapped in a greater lie than I was before. Before I was an atheist, and now I would have been trapped in a religious system that is contrary to the scriptures. And so I learned a very valuable lesson there. So what actually stopped the demonic activity then? Prayer.
Yeah.
Prayer stopped the demonic activity. That doesn't mean that the harassment stopped.
That's an important point. Please elaborate on that.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about that. Today there is this notion that you call an exorcist or a priest or a pastor, and he commands those demons to leave the place. Now, if you go into the Bible, you will see that there were others also that commanded demons to depart. Mm. And the demons said to them, "Well, Jesus I know.
Who are you?
Paul I know, but who are you?" And then they beat them up, right? So the magic word is not a magic potion. And there are people that go around commanding demons to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. And it becomes like a power religion, because the power is then centered on yourself. The power never lies within yourself. The only one who can confront a demon is Jesus Christ himself. This one will not leave except by prayer and fasting. In other words, when it comes to fasting, does that now mean I stop eating for a week and the demons will shudder and leave immediately? Yeah. Then you have to go to Isaiah, and is this the kind of fast that I require to afflict your souls for a day or two or whatever? No. Get your life in harmony with Christ and prayer. In other words, pray and bring your life in harmony with Christ. That is the answer to demonic activity. So when people ask me how to deal with their demonic activity, the first thing I ask them is your life in order?
Mm-hmm. Is there any influence that you bring into your life, like media?
Yes.
That might be opening this door.
What is opening the door? Are you obeying what God has said? You ask God to help you with this, that, and the other, but He's already told you what His requirements are. The Holy Spirit is given to them that obey Him. That's very clear in the Scriptures. Meticulous obedience to the precepts of Christ is an absolute essential component.
Yes.
In the same way, I cannot pray for someone's healing as long as he refuses to adhere to health principles.
That's it.
If he doesn't want to give up smoking, and he doesn't want to give up drinking and putting into his body what is harmful for him, then all the prayer in the world won't help him if he is stubborn.
Exactly.
And the same with demonic activity. So get your life in order. Ask yourself the question, what is it in my life that is a hindrance? And set that right. And then prayer. In other words, asking God to do something for you which you are not capable of doing for yourself.
That's right? It. Amen.
And then faith. Once you have knelt down and said that prayer, then you must appropriate it. You must accept by faith that the prayer has been answered. Let me give you an example. Martin Luther. Mm-hmm. Martin Luther was plagued by the devil when he was translating the Bible. At one point, he was so angry, he took his ink pot and threw it at the devil, but of course he missed because he couldn't see him. It was a futile exercise. And he was so harassed that he could hardly work.
Yes.
He was so harassed. So
people can relate to this. The harassment can be ongoing.
And it can be very severe. But then he realized all of a sudden that he was alive. That meant that the demon that really wanted him dead was not able to kill him. So who prevented the demon from killing him?
Jesus.
Jesus prevented him from killing him. And so he came to the conclusion that the devil was making a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. And so he said, "Devil, your aim is to kill me, but Christ is not permitting it. And therefore, I will not allow this harassment to affect me anymore. You can do what you have to do and what you think that you can do. Whatever God permits is fine by me. But as for me, I'm done and I'm tired and I'm going to go to sleep." And for the first time, he had a good night's sleep and he continued with his work. Mm-hmm. Now, many times people are harassed by demons. Follow the procedure. Make right your life. Pray, "Lord, I do not belong to that entity. I belong to you. I have been bought with a price. Command this demon, please, to leave me alone." And then you thank the Lord for his blessings and you accept by faith that your prayer has been heard. And you say to yourself, "My God is not deaf. He's not Baal, that he should not be able to hear. Neither is he on a long journey. He is not deaf. He can hear me. And therefore I accept that my prayer has been heard." And then if the plates fly against the wall, so be it.
That's it.
This is exactly what happened to me too at one stage.
Yeah.
The plates were flying through the room and crashing against the wall. And then there was deathly silence.
The same happened with Roger Minot.
Yes. Like
we've mentioned earlier, I can encourage anybody, get that book, Charmed by Darkness. read it, because he had the same similar situation that you said. He eventually dealt with it.
Yes.
Through prayer.
And you know, there's a statement in the spirit of prophecy, there will never come a time when the hellish shadow of Satan is not cast thwart your path. He's not going to let you alone. He's going to harass you. He's going to make it as difficult as possible. And you ask yourself the question, why, Lord, why me? Wrong question.
Why not?
Why should it have happened to Jesus? Why should it have happened to all his disciples? Why should it have happened to all the masters and you be spared of all the harassment? But you have a promise. God will not allow him to tempt you beyond what you can endure. And this is where simple faith comes in. So in order to get rid of demonic activity, do what is right, leave it in God's hands, pray to him to resolve it, and then by faith accept that he has done so, get on with your life, and the devil will flee from you.
Amen.